From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now, and we're learning more about those two weekend raids targeting alleged terrorists in Somalia and Libya. In a minute, we'll speak with a reporter in Tripoli, where the government is asking the U.S. for more information about the capture of that Libyan terrorism suspect.
But first, to that mysterious raid on a leader of the group Al-Shabaab in Barwe, Somalia. American officials reportedly don't think he had ties to that deadly mall attack in Nairobi, but according to a Kenyan government report, the man had plotted to attack that country's parliament building and the UN headquarters in Nairobi. Eric Schmidt covers terrorism and national security for the New York Times. And Eric, we're reading dramatic accounts of Navy SEALs swimming to shore in Somalia, but then retreating, unable to capture this man. What more do we know?
Yeah, so what happened here, the Navy SEALs have been focusing on this target for several days, and they thought they had a window of opportunity overnight, Friday into Saturday, and they came in stealthily from the sea, from the Indian Ocean, to go after this particular target, a guy named Ikrima, who is one of the main planners of international operations for the terrorist group Shabaab in Somalia. So they came ashore, went up to his seaside villa, and encountered a much greater resistance than anticipated, both from some of the Shabaab fighters outside as well as inside, and there were a number of civilians also inside this house. So after about an hour-long firefight, they pulled back from the assault, failing in their mission to capture this guy. They killed a number of some of the Shabaab fighters and possibly some civilians as well, but had to leave the scene without the intended target.
Well, you quote Bruce Hoffman of the Center for Security Studies at Georgetown saying that Al-Shabaab can now lick their wounds and take some satisfaction that they repulsed the world's most powerful military. But on the other hand, they got a clear message that the U.S. was willing to intervene. And you write about how there was great debate in Washington as to whether or not the U.S. should intervene. What was the debate?
That's right. You have those at the State Department who are very wary of kind of stirring up trouble in Somalia right now. Shabaab has been an organization that is not focused on the United States per se in a long time. Then you had the siege in the Nairobi Mall with over 60 people killed. And this was, as counterterrorism officials told me yesterday, it was kind of a wake-up call. And the fear was this was going to be the beginning of a broader attack on Western interests or countries like Kenya who support the West in their fight against terrorism. So in the wake of that attack on the mall in Nairobi, there was a lot of what they call electronic chatter, that is, communications among the various Shabaab members, the terrorists. This provided a new opportunity for U.S. counterterrorism officials, including the SEAL Team 6 that conducted this operation, to home in on this particular guy, Ikrima, and hopefully capture him to find out more about what operations they were planning.
Well, we know that Navy SEALs have tangled before with Somalians. The film Captain Phillips is out, and it tells of the rescue of a captain from Somali pirates. But what further engagement? I mean, what do you think is ahead for what is this new, seems like a new counter-terrorism method?
Well, clearly Africa has become even more of a focus than it's been up till now. You had essentially simultaneous raids going down over the weekend, first in Somalia, the one we've been discussing, as well as the operation in Tripoli, Libya, to go after an al-Qaeda figure there who's been charged in the United States and responsible for the plotting of the two attacks against U.S. embassies in East Africa in 1998, somebody the United States has been after for years. So I think what you're seeing now is the United States, obviously, with the attack on the diplomatic mission in Benghazi over a year ago, also in Libya. You've had unrest in Mali, where the French have had to send forces in to rebuff the al-Qaeda affiliate there. Ongoing concerns in Somalia, and then, of course, nearby Yemen. Africa and Northern Africa is a real hotspot right now.
Yeah. Eric Schmidt of the New York Times, thank you so much.
You're welcome.